Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. Yeah. Not really much happened over the weekend. You know, there's not a lot to talk about today. Yeah. So
can you
I guess
me a favor?
Yeah, of course I will.
Every time I go to say words, can you... What's it?
Yeah.
You have that song?
Yeah, we got that somewhere. Hold on. Let me turn this off. Oh, you want that? Okay. Vinny, how you doing?
Well, not good.
Why is that? Is everything okay?
Well, that's fun. I wish I had that button so I could just do it all day.
Well, I would have been using it yesterday.
I just started giving Vinny a button. Just a button so you can have one thing.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be, right?
Oh, my God.
What would it be, though? Would
well,
it be
for
that?
Today, it would be that.
Oh, I see. And you'd assign him one thing
yeah,
for that
exactly.
day. Right.
One button a day.
Because I got a couple reasons to hit that button today.
Well.
Don't you?
Vaughn's happy.
Vaughn's happy? Oh, right. He wanted the Chiefs. Vaughn.
Actually, I didn't get a bad night's sleep.
Oh, God.
I don't know how that happened.
I got a 30. Well, whatever. Nobody knows what that means.
Yeah. Well,
but
we'll explain it during our sleep number commercial at 9:25.
My IQ score was 32, which is about as bad. I should have stayed up.
You might as well have.
Good grief.
Oh, boy.
So you want to start with Friday? How was Dryuary?
Oh, right. I forgot all about
Well, we'll start with that, and then I'll address the thing.
Sure.
And I don't know whether you want to.
That's whatever you want to do.
All right.
Because
I saw a post of you with a beer.
At like
well before, yeah, way before.
Well, you
5
know,
o'clock.
I had, you know how you just have a couple conversations rolling like throughout the day because with text now, you just do.
I
always have a thread going with my mom and Danielle and I started talking and I've got something going on with my sister-in-law. And I was like, hey, so... Does anybody want to meet me for lunch? At Table Pie, baby? Shame. It was just so...
Delicious? Fun?
Inadvisable.
Oh.
It was good. It was great.
Did you get ripped on Friday?
Well... I got an early start. I definitely got a buzz at lunch. But then what I had done is made a mistake. Because when I start drinking early,
fall asleep early.
Well, I didn't fall asleep too early, but it kind of ruined me. Like, I had the two beers, and then I went home, and I'm kind of like dozing on the couch. And then at like 4 o'clock, my brother bursts in the back door. And he's like, hey, I'm here to break your dryuary fast. And he comes in, he puts a lemon drop in my hand. I go, I broke this. Thank you for the drink. I'll drink it because I'm actually kind of in that bad mood where the buzz is fading.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, yeah, thank you. I said, but I broke my fast today with your wife. He goes, I don't even know where my wife is. I go, you know what? Check your bedroom. I bet she's taking a nap. He goes, oh, okay, I will. Turns out that is where she was.
Right.
So then, you know, our friends came over and it was just very, it was just like a day of bad decisions. That's all. I just shouldn't have started so early. Just should not have started so early. Nothing good was going to come of that.
So is it an apology letter or?
I didn't write any apology letters. I just, you know, I could have handled it better. So.
Oh, well.
But then on Saturday, we went up. So we have some friends. They've got a place in Napa that they've owned it for years, and we've never been up to it. And sort of through a, you know, the comedy of errors, things like, you know, I'm in that bike gang.
Right.
You know, critical mess. So it's pretty awesome. We all have electric bikes. We had a plan to do something on Saturday, but our Pat, my friend, had something to do in Napa. And he's like, I'm not going to be able to make it to the, I'll have to join you at the, it's going to be this whole thing. And so the people who have the house in Napa were like, we've got a house up there. Let's just all go up there and you can come there. Afterwards, we'll ride our bikes too. We went to this Mexican place called La Calenda in Yountville or something. About a 5 mile bike ride.
Sounds that legit.
Place was unbelievable. You know, she knows all, my girlfriend is a super foodie. Like she actually, she's a food stylist. Like that's a thing. So she cooks and prepares food and then it gets photographed. Like she, you know, for magazines and stuff.
Who's
like
this?
I don't want to say her name.
I can't read lips.
Okay, well, I, you know,
my wife
is
doing that all the time now around the kids.
Well, sure.
I'm like, I don't know what you just did.
Yeah. I need a little whiteboard that I can write stuff on, you know?
Freaking impossible to tell what's so okay anyway. So
her whole job is food, right? So she's an incredible chef in her own right. Mm-hmm. And like she spends the whole day moving grains of rice. Like how about that? What about now? You know? Like making food that can be photographed. You've seen her food. Like it's been on the covers of magazines.
Model food.
Model food.
All right.
So she knows where all the best restaurants and she tells me who the chef is of this place, which means nothing to me. I go, oh well that's But in my head, I'm going, I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. There, it's, you know. So, but whoever it was made about the best taco I've ever had. And hands down the best tamale I've ever had.
Wow.
Like, I just, and really good margaritas.
Oh.
I mean, it was a solid night. And then we rode our bikes back to the house and got in the hot tub.
You did? Yep. You guys did naked hot tubbing after a long...
We did not do naked hot tubbing because I don't know what world you live in. In my world, I wore thermals and a sweatshirt in the hot tub.
Of course you did. Because
well,
that's
I wore my tankini, you know. But it was very dark.
Okay.
And everyone had their bathing suit on. What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't
know. What do you think? Is it going to turn into some weird Marin County sex story?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't.
That'd be nice.
It's not. We were in Napa, not in Marin.
Well, don't you bring your debauchery with you where you go?
I have no debauchery to
All
bring.
Right.
I'm a nice lady who lives in a nice little neighborhood.
Yeah.
I just mind my business. I do my sewing.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I do. And then yesterday we came home pretty early. And
when you're extremely frustrated, not like holding back the debauchery, is that when you're most productive with your sewing? Like this is how you pour your energy into... I'm not going to go on to the key party and get naked with all our other Mill Valley families.
Yeah, well, that
families.
Was part of Dryuary. I told all the Mill Valley families to press pause. I will say this, I think I sewed more in January than I've ever, I mean.
So all
my
that.
My production is way up.
Way up, got
way
it.
Up.
Uh-huh.
It did not, it was down over the weekend, for sure.
There's none of those early morning, I think I'm going to.
There was none
I'm
of that.
I'm not going out there to work.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to barf on the handiwork.
So you didn't get sick? You didn't have any?
No, it was fine. I didn't have to write any notes or anything.
All right. Well,
I definitely, you know, could have handled the whole thing better, but it was fine. I survived it, and now I can just be normal again.
Well.
Which is wrecked every Friday night.
Right. Good for you.
Yes.
You made it.
I did.
Looks
I
like we made it. Bryn, you got that?
I'm not sure.
What is it called?
It's called Looks Like We Made It.
What is that?
Just
who sings
song.
That?
I don't know. We're about to find out, though.
I don't have that.
Probably like Lionel Richie and Dolly Parton.
Looks Like We Made It.
I don't know who sings it. Who sings it?
Is it Barry Manilow?
It's
Barry Manilow. Manilow. Of course it is.
Sure. Right.
Give me a
second. Just find that part.
I'm
Looks Like We Made It.
Up.
Anyway.
And have that ready from now on.
Oh, look at his youthful photo there. Almost Sean Cassidy to a T.
Yeah.
On
he
that
was
record
cute.
Cover.
He's one of the jacked up face people now.
Right, but in this picture, it's just the.
Looks like we made it.
Isn't that exact like
close but no cigar?
The sunny outer
edges. That's
exactly edges.
What that the front of that Sean Cassidy record looked like.
Right.
God, I pull up the Sean Cassidy album from 1970 or whatever it was.
It'll be funny.
You'll see it. You'll recognize it instantly. God, I love Sean Cassidy. I kissed the face right off that album cover.
I'm telling you, there it is. With the sunshine on.
Oh, he's got a rakishly posed little cap on. Oh, God, I loved him so much. Look
it's
at him.
It's the same damn.
Yeah, it's the same.
The headshot with the sunny glow in the background.
That's beautiful.
Cute. Anyway.
Sean Cassidy.
You made it.
Yes, it looks like I made it.
So this next thing, I don't know how to do this at all, but I'll tell you.
Well, it happened Sunday, and now it's Monday, so we could just talk about how great this week is going to be.
Well, this is no. This isn't even this. This is about Yuzette.
Oh no, that doesn't even have to be.
Don't address it at all.
I don't think I really thought that we wouldn't be.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a prepared statement?
Prepared? No, I was just going to tell you what I on Friday I went for an afternoon surf and had the best time ever, and I deserved it. Like, I was ready.
I've had
a lot of chaos going on.
So this is right after you left here?
Yeah. I go out and I get a great surf, and I'm just noodle armed. I'm so tired. I'd had so much, and the sun was even out.
I know. It was a beautiful day. Friday and Saturday were gorgeous days.
Yeah. Well, Sunday, the wind was so awful.
Also, many awful things happened on Sunday.
Right. Well, we'll get to that. Yeah. But, I mean, I think everybody within the sound of our voices knows that...
We don't have to dwell on it. Believe
Niners
me, I'll be dwelling
win.
On it all. Oh, I get to say 558-43 on 0203-20.
But, so anyway, I was going to say something, but if you don't want to say it, we won't.
I don't. Well, let's talk. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
I just don't know what to say about it. So, anyway... How is your daughter? I am interested. You know, everywhere I go, I mean, people are clearly,
I know.
They know about it. And
I know.
Just, you know, well, had a good week.
We'd had a good couple days. I mean, she had had the flu twice in like 2 weeks.
Right.
Got
time,
better.
Went to the
broke
hospital.
The fever. Yeah. I mean, the fever that we ended up in the hospital with was just awful. Then she got home and got the flu again from her little sister. Which, what are you supposed to do? I don't know. Whatever little sister had, it doesn't slow her Hulk baby down one step.
Oh.
Like, she just charges, dude.
Even though she should be laying around going, oh.
Nope. She's sick, but she doesn't.
It doesn't stop
her. She still won't sit on your lap for even a minute.
Oh, boy.
Just.
She's a tough one.
Sits down and then squirms right off.
You get what you can handle.
I don't believe that at
all. I don't either.
I don't.
They say
that
it,
even
so I'm going to try and say it to you. You can handle it. You're handling.
That's not how I feel at all. Mm. But anyway, So older sister is doing at this point right now much better. She's not better,
right?
But
the bleeding is not.
No,
happening.
It's not. That's not entirely better. But
oh,
we have. So this is, if you don't know, my kid. Back in November, got sick, and it's some kind of gut thing.
Has it really only been since November?
It's been November. It happened right before her birthday, like October 27th or something like that. So anyway, she's been sick. She's got some kind of gut thing, and it could be Crohn's. It could be ulcerative colitis. It could be some kind of parasite or... I don't know. I mean, they still haven't diagnosed
you
it.
You don't have a pinpoint thing. And you've gone everywhere.
We've done a lot.
And you've got access to the very best hospitals.
Well, I mean, we have good insurance. So, and I don't take that for granted at all.
No.
I mean, that's important. Clearly, it's a big deal. Because otherwise, we'd... Anyway. So, yeah, we still don't know. She's had a colonoscopy. She got a colonoscopy at 6.
Like a day after you got your colonoscopy.
A week after I got mine at 50.
Right.
So, anyway, we still don't know. They apparently, the doctor says, I think we did the colonoscopy too soon.
What do you mean? How could they? Wouldn't they still just have the info?
He couldn't detect any scarring or any of the things that would be, would make it definitively one thing or the other.
So he's saying that maybe now after she's been suffering from this for 3 months that there would be more evidence.
Maybe we'll try again. I don't know. So we're working on that, and
was okay with that. She did all right with that whole.
She's
procedure.
Not okay with any of it. I'm just not telling you all of the stuff. Mm-hmm. She's a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to take all the medicine.
No.
And she doesn't want to eat the food she's being made either. So it's been a drag. You know.
I mean,
dinner time comes, and you watch her and her mom
fight over how much she's going to put in her mouth.
Right.
Fun.
That said, her mom has been a phenom and cooking all of this food that might help her somehow correct her immune system and stop the sickness.
Right.
In the beginning, she was having, she would eat and poop 30 minutes later or something. And oh. None of the food was being digested. So there was no, she wasn't gaining weight. She was losing weight and she wasn't getting the nutrients from the food. And we were watching that happen over the course of 2+ months. So now we're,
she's
for lack of
a
better word, she has formed poop, which you just can't believe that you're actually sending pictures of poop to each other and going,
oh my God, this looks like actual poop.
It's an amazing poop today. And I'm actually stoked to see it. Like, right. Oh, that is fantastic. You just made my day.
If I had told you this.
You just
made a picture of poop
just made my day. So things are better on that side. We put on a couple pounds since then. We're doing pretty good. And that's all I can. And she goes back to school today.
Okay.
Which we're.
So she's feeling, was feeling good enough yesterday.
Yeah, we need normal.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, any 6-year-old would be slightly warped by all of the, look, the amount of love my family gets from our listeners and family members and the community is a blessing and we're not taking it for granted. But she's also a little girl who's getting too much attention for the wrong reasons.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's like anything. Honestly, that, you know, it's like, remember when you said something one time about, I think it was your shoulder was hurting or something. You're just like, this, the pain is so boring.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sick of thinking about it. You know, it's got to, it, that stuff, it's, you know, chronic stuff like that. It just gets so boring. Like,
right.
Oh, this, more of this. Hooray.
Well, and also, here's another get well gift.
Right.
Like, it's great, but it's also, you don't want your kid to be that kid
right.
either. Oh, I don't feel so good.
Oh, a present?
Ah, thanks.
Yay. Oh, I got like, you. Know,
I mean, I'm not
letter.
Saying she's doing that, but you know what
no,
I mean?
Right.
I could see where that goes down the road.
Right.
You don't want that. So anyway, we're hopefully back at school, hopefully better. We had a really good weekend together as a family. We had tons of fun, and we're back into the work week. And
yay.
The Niners lost.
Don't say it.
And, oh, and it. Just... So, yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's get back to business.
We sat down on the couch, and Christina is a huge Niners fan. Like, she's born and raised in San Jose, been following the Niners since she was a little girl. And she's excited about the Super Bowl, and we sit down, and the baby's napping, and the game is starting, and there's our 6-year-old between us, and she doesn't shut up for 1 second. And we're like, please.
What's she talking about?
Anything and nothing because she's bored. Hmm. And the commercials start, but you want to watch those too.
Right.
And you're like, no, you can't.
No, this whole thing is not.
Should right. you start talking? Oh.
Do you feel bad if you just like ignore?
No, well, I dealt with it and I watched the first half with them and then I split to
yeah.
the other house where I was going to be sleeping and had to run around and get everything ready.
Oh, right, because in the middle of all this, you got a kitchen run. I'll play that Saturday.
Right.
This is happening.
No, you know that's actually, the good news about that is the kitchen reno like is going to go big today.
Yeah.
Like, I think
the countertops,
all natural
stone.
Oh,
damn, the dominoes are falling.
Yeah, everything. Well, it's been going on.
Yeah.
I've been, and Dublin. I've been living in, you know, this little corner of the house while they do the work, and it's they're working.
Mm.
It's going to be good.
Mm.
I can't wait.
Me either.
It's going to look great.
I can't wait to see the pics.
You will see the
Woo!
Pics, too. It's going
to
look
I can't
good.
Wait to see the before
We're super late.
You,
let's
okay.
just...
All right, let's just go.
Niners lost. The end.
KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.